So quickly the cloud bars shift. I see a form glimmering there. Can that be you, mother?
She is not in a form we can touch.
You hear the voice of Akira Matsui, and Akira Matsui is an internationally acclaimed no master. I actually met him last year when he came over to do some initial work with the actors in The Gull, getting them ready to understand how to do the chanting, the way the no play is formed, the chanting that you heard there from him and from one of the other actors. So in a break in the rehearsal, I sat down with Akira Matsui, who, by the way, has been designated an important intangible cultural asset by the government of Japan, and Richard Emmert again. And Richard Emmert is a no master in Japan, and he was here last year as well, collaborating with the artists, teaching the artists here. He's back again this time, again working on The Gull. And I sat down with the both of them to talk to Akira a little bit about performing the no form.
This is Akira Matsui. Matsui sensei has travel all over the world doing a lot of different kinds of performances. Of course, he's a very well-known performer in Japan, but I think one thing that's very special about him is that he, more than any other traditional no actor in Japan, he has traveled all over the world performing in a variety of other both traditional and non-traditional situations. He's led troops most recently. He went to, where was it, Dubai and Iran and
Oman.
He's taken troops to Russia. He's performed with troops that have come gone to the United States, to Europe. He's come to teach in Canada and the United States. And this summer, for example, he's going to perform with a very well-known European director, Eugenio Barba, in a performance of Hamlet that's going to take place in Italy and then in Denmark as well. So
you're busy.
Yes, he says he's very glad to be busy.
Yeah, truly. Now, you were here about a year ago working, both of you were here about a year ago working with the actors here and working with this play. What do you see this time as you come back?
The most important thing is, you know, you do something once, you do it a second time, and there's going to be improvement. And he says what he really feels is that everyone has become more accustomed to what we're doing. Last year, we were starting from zero. I was here also in March, and we did a lot of rehearsal then. Now we have a third rehearsal period, and so it's just a matter of going over and over and now becoming much more accustomed and comfortable with what we're trying to do.
Why do you want to do that? Because of so many of the countries that you go to, obviously you are starting from scratch with troops there. I'm guessing that you are anyway. At some point you did. Why take on the work of doing that?
There are two things that he said. One thing, he says by going out, he feels like he also understands a lot more about Japanese culture. Also, he feels that within Japan, there's a lot of Western culture that has been introduced into Japan. He says, on the other hand, there hasn't been that much Japanese culture that's been introduced to the West. And I think he enjoys both sides of it. And so this is a good chance for him to go out and do something he can do.
I'm interested about what you say about learning more about Japanese culture when you go abroad. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
If you're doing no only in Japan, you really only see that, and you really sort of can't see the context and what it is. He says from outside, there's he feels he gets the ability to look a lot more at what he's doing, what he's trying to do while he's in Japan. And, he's been coming outside for 35 years now. And so, I think he really sort of felt that you know, it was very strong the first time he came. And the first time, by the way, was 35 years ago when he came to Richmond, actually.
Really?
Yeah. The very first time he went abroad, every time he left Japan, he was with a group of people in the sister city relationship between Wakayama City and Richmond. So he came with a troupe, and that was the first time he's ever been abroad. And so he's traveled a lot since then.
I just want to ask one more thing with the mask. How does that change your presentation on stage, or how you think about the role, or how you perform it, just to the use of the mask that way?
Of course, his training is as a noble performer. And for him, compared to, there are some plays where he doesn't actually wear a no mask. He always feels it's so much easier to wear a mask than to not wear a mask, because you really don't want all the emotions to come into the mask, but or into your face. And so when you're wearing a mask, that instead the issue is, how can you make that mask come alive? And of course, that's a part of his training. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's very, very different from what even how masks tend to be used in other, you know, cultures. But you know, his training is to communicate into the mask, making the mask itself come alive. And you can't do that with facial expressions. You have to use your whole body to do that. And so that's part of what he does. And of course, for him, he's been trained in that. That's the easiest thing to do. And so, for example, in a no play, you might cry. But the mask isn't going to cry. In a realistic theater, you could show tears and you could maybe be able to look like you're crying, and that would communicate, you know, you're sad. But you can't do that with a no mask. And so you have to use the whole inner intensity and energy of your body to create that sense of sadness and tears. And so, you know, that demands, it puts a lot more intensity in your entire body, and that's something that oftentimes is missing in realistic theater.
Thank you so much for your time.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
And thanks again, Richard.
Yes, thank you.
Just a little music, a little of the chanting of the chorus from the rehearsal of the no play The Gull that I went to at UBC this past week. Now, that play is going to be on May 10th. That's the preview night, May 10th to the 14th, in a tent, a special tent that's been set up at the North Plaza at Richmond City Hall. And you can find out more about that by calling the Gateway Theatre box office. You can also get tickets there as well. And there's a chance for you to see something very special in the way of theatre, and that is the No Play, the collaboration between Pangea Arts and the performers and No Masters from Japan. The musicians just arrived last night and got into rehearsals, so quite an exciting time. And I have a pair of tickets to give away to a caller here this morning to go and see The Gull as part of the Steveston No Project. And I have tickets for the Thursday night performance. You can give me a call, 669-3733. That's 669-3733. And I'll give them away to caller number 2 here at North by Northwest.